We are continuing Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, in the Rav Revda version. It's page Kuf Tzadi Hei. Pasuk Zayin says, "Kulach Yofa Rayasi, you are entirely beautiful. Umum Einbach, and no blemishes." There's no Rashi on this pasuk, if I'm correct. No. There's no Rashi. It says the Gaon. Pirish adkan hayamidaber b'dor hamidbar v'achshav umidaber b'dorish al Yeshua. We're changing gears. For all of these prakim, for a long time, we have been going through Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Dor Hamidbar, and now we are now finishing with the Dor Hamidbar, and we're starting to talk about the next generation, the generation that entered into Eretz Yisrael, Dorish al Yeshua. V'omar, and therefore Hashem says, "Kulach yafa, you're fully beautiful." Says the Gaon b'mitzvas asei, umum einbach b'mitzvas lois asei. So we have to understand here. This is a yisai god of Atayra. I heard many times from Ravda that even though Klal Yisrael were already nischayev b'mitzvas and matan Torah 40 years ago, right? So why all of a sudden now does Hashem say, "Oh, you're so beautiful because you have the mitzvahs, mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs lois asei"? Kulach yafa, it's a positive thing, mitzvahs asei. Mum einbach is a negative, lois asei. They don't have any lois aseis. So, first of all, mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz were not chayiv till Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael and conquered Eretz Yisrael. 14 years, right? So therefore. The Klal Yisrael were not really mechuyev in all the mitzvahs yet, and therefore it's possible that what the Gaon means here now is because we added in the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz. But the yesod is, Rav Revd used to say like this, there's a Ramban in Parshas Acharemos, I think it is, a really very long Ramban, and the Ramban talks about, and we're going to talk about this in the next pasuk as well, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And we've talked about this numerous times in Shir HaShirim, that in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is under the shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalasoi. In Chutz La'aretz, we're under the shlita of the Sarim. The 70 Sarim, which are connected, the 70 nations, they rule over Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, when we are in Chutz La'aretz, so we're not under our own power. We're meshubed to the sarim that are here in Chutz La'aretz. So the Ramban talks about this barichus, and he says that's why Klal Yisrael really needs to be in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Eretz Yisrael cannot handle averos and tuma v'leisaki haretz eschem. Eretz Yisrael spits it out because this is Hashem's place. It's a makom hakedusha here. So the lashon of the Ramban is b'chutz la'aretz ein hatara b'shleima. Anything we do there is never perfect. Bavur amisharsim hamoishlim aleha vo'amim toyim achari sareim lavad gamisam. And that's why there's so much avodah zara. They're all being toya after their sarim. So the Ramban ends off over there with a famous medrash. The medrash says that Hashem says, even though I'm putting you into galus from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, heyu mitzuyonim ba'mitzvahs. Make sure in Chutz La'aretz you excel in keeping the mitzvahs. So that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be like it's brand new. So it's a mashal to a melech who got angry at his wife, and he sent her off back to her father's house. And he told her, but you know, you still have to dress over there like a queen. You still have to pitz up like a queen, dress up like a queen, so that when you come back to me, it won't be brand new. You won't have to get back into used to it again. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, v'avadetem mehera, we say in Kriya Shema every day, v'samtem es devarai eila. Samtem es devarai eila. Hashem says that I'm being mechayiv you in galus mitzvahs, now not mitzvahs atluyas baretz, but mitzvahs that are tali in the guf, tefillin, mezuzahs, all these things, kedei shelo yichadoshim aleinu kishenachzo la'aretz. So even though we're mechuyev in mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz, however, the real purpose of mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz is really so when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, which is really our place, and we're the shleimus of mitzvahs, are, says the Ramban, ki ikur kol ha-mitzvahs li-yoshvim be-Eretz Hashem. Mitzvahs are really for the yoshvim in Eretz Hashem. So therefore, the Ramban is telling us that even though we keep mitzvahs in chutz la'aretz, but the ikur place of keeping the mitzvahs b'shleimus, where Hashem wants them, and they have the greatest effect, is in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says, La'sois kein b'kerev ha'aretz, the pasuk says. Where do you do the mitzvahs? B'kerev ha'aretz. Ikur mitzvahs are kulon ba'aretz. So it comes out that even though Klal Yisrael were ready nitzdav and mitzvahs in the midbar, but since, number one, they weren't mechuyev in the mitzvahs atzluyas baretz, it wasn't the shleimus yet. And like we're saying now, really, ikur kiyam ha-mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, comes along the Gaon and he says that when we went into Eretz Yisrael, now we're kulach yafeh with mitzvahs asay, umum ein bach b'mitzvahs lois asay. Because even though we had to keep the mitzvahs for the 40 years before, since Matan Torah, but that wasn't the shleimus ha-mitzvah. That wasn't the epitome of the best way of doing the mitzvah. Now we entered into Eretz Yisrael, shom hi ikar ha-mitzvahs, that is the main place of doing the mitzvahs. Now HaKadosh Baruch says, look how beautiful you are. Kulach yafeh umum ein bach. So that is pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. Pretty simple. Now we move on to Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches. Iti milavona in kala. Page Reish Dalet. Iti milavona in tavoyi tashuri meroish amona meroish senir v'cherma mimoines arroyis maharei nereim. Nemerim. Of a long Pasuk for Shea Shirim. No, I'm just long Pasukim. So Rashi says over here, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, when you are going to iti milavona in kala, when you are going to be exiled from levona in zeh, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, which whitens us, as we'll see, Hashem says, I'm going to go into galus with you. Iti milavona in kala, I'm going to go with you. Iti milavona in tavayu, when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, when you come back from galus after the churban, Hashem says, I'm going to come with you as well. And therefore that means to say, even through the galus, Hashem says, I'm with you the entire time. Because I went with you, and from when you leave, I'm going with you, till when you come back, I'm coming with you. Everywhere you go, says Hashem, I'm with you. Now the way the Rashi learns the rest of the pasuk, Tashuri Meroi Shamana, Rashi says, Tashuri is a lashon of looking. He says, when I'm going to gather in the galus, you should look and you should contemplate. You should be misboinein. Ma schar pulaschach. Where's how much schar you're getting? How you're getting schar for everything you did? Meroish amana. From the first time you had emuna, says Rashi, that you went after me when you left Mitzrayim, lechte racharai b'midbar was a demonstration of emuna, and all of the campings and all the travels in the midbar were a demonstration of emuna. So Tashuri, you should look, Meroish Amana, from that first Amana, Meroish Sinir V'Chermoin, when you came to the head of these mountains, which is Sinir and Chermoin, what are they? Ma'oinois Arayois, they're the dwelling places of lions. Who are the lions? Sichoin and Oik. So Rashi is saying that, I don't see, he says even what Meharei Nemerim is. I don't see Rashi says a pshat in that. So Rashi's saying that the Rabbi Nisham is telling us that we're going to go into Galus, he's coming with us, and everything we're getting, all the schar we're getting, are for all our travels in the Midbar, that we went out Be'amunah, and all the travels till we got to Eretz Sichon Va'oig. The second pshat Rashi says, Meroish Snir V'Cherman is referring to Eretz Yisrael, when we finally got to Eretz Yisrael. So, this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us he's going to be with us through the Galus. So let's see the Gaon. The Gaon is similar. Iti milavonin kala, pirish levonin hu mitzrayim. So Rashi learns, Rashi learned the meant Eretz Yisrael. The Gaon learns levonin is mitzrayim. Shesham hitzrif HaKadosh Baruch Hu aysam, v'hil b'nesam v'nesayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purified us in Mitzrayim, V'hil b'nes avinaseyem, and He whitened our averis. So there's two things going on over here. Hashem is calling, the Pasuk is calling Mitzrayim Hitzrif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu purified us. When we went down to Mitzrayim, we were being purified, like silver needs to be purified to come out to pure silver. So too, the Zayar says that Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim in order to become purified there. And Klal Yisrael as well. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Zayar wanted Klal Yisrael to be an Am Echad, Im loy hayu yardim tchila l'mitzrayim v'loy nitzrifu sham, if Klal Yisrael hadn't first gone to Mitzrayim and been purified there, loy hayu am hamiyuchid shaloy, we never would have been the am hamiyuchid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Mitzrayim, we were purified. We are purified in Mitzrayim. The hilbinus of Nisayim, what was the purification? The purification was that we became white from our averis. I remember Avrevda told me, he told me that he for 40 years he never knew the makar for this guy. Where do we find that Mitzrayim was a place of hitzrif v'hil b'nes avinaseyem? It's called kur habarzel. It's called that oven where we were purified. We became a klal Yisrael there. The pasuk says v'yetzeinu mikur habarzel. Different mefarshim say we became learned how to be avodim. We became a klal Yisrael. But this lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purified us v'hil b'nes avinaseyem, he said he worked on Yishir Hashirim for over 40 years. He had notes and he couldn't find the source of this gain until a few years before he was nifter. He went on a trip to Vilna. The Vader Rabbanim took a charter plane, Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael, I think, to Vilna and to Radin to be mispalo there. They had a tainus dibur the entire day. All the Rabbanim Rashivas went. He spoke on the plane. He wasn't well, but they wanted him to come. So he said that since he went on that trip and he was by the Vilna Gaon's cave and he was mispalo there, wasn't the first time he was there, but at that time, he said, when he came back, in crazy Ashkacha ways, he found different things, Derech Agav, in places he never would have looked for before, that Pashat he had been looking for 40 years. And one of them was this Zayar that I just quoted, where it says this Lashon of Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael going down to be Nitzraf, to become an Am HaMiyuchad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that this is one of them, the source of this guy, and he was looking for a very long time, and he found it after that trip. So now, says the guy, Nupirish, Mitchilas Yeridas Levanain Halachti Imcha. So Levanain is Mitzrayim. Like Rashi said, Itim Levanain Kala, similar to Rashi. From the beginning, when you went down to Mitzrayim, Iti, I went with you. Kimay Shekasav Anoichi Eridimcha Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I'm going to go down, tells Yaakov Avinu. V'yardu imay kola merkavei shamayla. It wasn't just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his malachim and his chariots. It says over there in Parsha's boy, in last week's Parsha, Yotzu kol tzivos Hashem me'aretz Mitzrayim. It says at the end of 430 years, all the tzivos Hashem, if you look in the Mefarshim, the Netziv talks about it, others talk about it, tzivos Hashem means the malachim. All the malachim that went down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they went with him, they went out with him. So here the guy is saying also, Hashem came down with everything, with all the Merkavos. And Iti Milavanan Tavayi. And when you're going to come out, Pirish Kishalisa, when you came out, Iti Tavayi, Shalisi Gaman Imcha, Kamay Shekasav, Anoichi Alcha Gam Aloi. Hashem says, I came out with you, like I promised Yaakov Avinu, they're going to come out with him. V'amar Achshav Kala. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kala. He refers to us as a Kala. We've had different Lashonis before. We've had Daidasi, Rayasi. I don't think we had Kala yet in Shir HaShirim. So the guy says, why all of a sudden now are we called Kala? Hashem's referring to us as a Kala. V'loi kaidem lechem. Ki ad kan hayimedaber masha b'chutz l'aretz. Like we said, we're talking about going into Eretz Yisrael now. Till now we're talking about chutz l'aretz. V'chol hadar b'chutz l'aretz doy mekimi she'en le'elika. Chazal tells us someone who lives in Chutz Laretz is as if he doesn't have Hashem. Aval achshav medaber b'hador shabol Eretz Yisrael. L'chein omar kala. So now we're going into Eretz Yisrael. It's a new beginning of Mishayesh lo yaleka. So Hashem refers to us. Now we have this relationship. We have the relationship with Hashem. So he says, you're like a kala to me. You're like my wife to me. Now what does this mean? Mishayesh dar b'chutz laretz k'mishayesh ein le'alika. So So this is based on a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says that a person should live in Eretz Yisrael because you've lived in Chutz Laretz, Kamisha, Ein Lei Aleika. So it's interesting. So Rashi says over there, Rashi says that Kol Hadar B'Chutz Laretz, Kilo Ein Lei Aleika, one place it says Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah, Rashi says Kol Hayoytze Mimenu Koivet Avodah Zarah. Rashi says it's referring to someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael and decides to be a yored and go there, not to be an oila, to go down and go live in Chutz Laretz. He's kamisha ein le'alika. Rashi says beferish. We're talking about someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael and is now moving to Chutz Laretz. Even though the Gemara doesn't say that, Gemara says kaladar bechutz Laretz. It doesn't sound like that. But Rashi clearly says that it's referring to someone who's yoytzi from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. But according to the Gaon, where it says here kaladar bechutz Laretz, and according to the Gaon, we're talking about Klal Yisrael who were in the Midbar. They never were in Eretz Yisrael. They're just being in the Midbar, the Gaon says, is called Kol Hadar B'Chutz Laretz. So he's clearly not learning like Rashi. He's clearly not learning like Rashi that is talking about someone who left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Even someone just living in Chutz Laretz has the din, Kilu Ein Lai Aleika. Now what's Taka the Pshat? So it's similar to the Ramban we just mentioned before. And as actually, he brings down here a Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis. Today is the yard site of the Pnei Yeshua. Malcolm Kivra is in Frankfurt. I was there a few years ago. Pnei Yeshua's yard site today, and the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara says, Taimai Mivur, Lefisha Bechutz Laretz, Efshe Shiyata Liboy, Shoyla Misnaig Al Piyah Mazolos. Like we said before, when you're in Chutz Laretz, there's the Mazolos, the Sarim, all these Gaisha stuff going on here. It's very easy for us to stray after them because we're under their Hashbah. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Bilti Lashem Levadai, you're much safer in Eretz Yisrael. It's direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the Rajma, she was a Rajba, also asked the question, what does it mean? Kol Hadar B'Chutz Laretz K'mi She'ein Lo Aleika, and says a very similar teretz to what we just said. So therefore, says the Gaon, that now the Klal Yisrael is entering into Eretz Yisrael, so we're leaving the Chutz Laretz of K'mi She'ein Lo Aleika, so now we're called a Kala. Now we're called Kala. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us as we go into Eretz Yisrael, remember, I was with you when we went down to Mitzrayim with all of my malachim. I was with you when you came back up from Eretz Mitzrayim into the Midbar. Kala, now you're going in as a Kala to Eretz Yisrael. Toshuri Meirosh Amona. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's interesting here. What he's doing is he's sort of like, you know, giving a recap on recent history as we enter Eretz Yisrael. He's giving a recap and he's saying, you know, I went down to Mitzrayim and came up from Mitzrayim. Now what happened after we got out of Mitzrayim? Yesterday's parsha, Toshuri Meirai Shamana. So the guy also learns, Toshuri means to look, like Rashi says. See, Pison Alai Meirai Shar Amana. Shehu Har Hahar. Shebimarovis tzvoinis shel Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? See, peace on Allah, you looked on me from the Har Amana. Which is Har Amana? Har Amana, he says, is the Har Hahar. That's the place in the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, where Aron HaKohen was nifter there. But that's the Gvul, when you go in the Gvulim over there in Pasha's Masei, the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, wherever it is over there, Mantis Masei, the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, the northwest corner, is Har Hahar. V'ho'inyin, so what does that mean? What are we talking about? Shetzipisa alai al Yamsuf. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're on the Yamsuf, you looked at me. Shezohoyo tchilas emuna. Because that was the first time that you had emuna. Tchilas emuna. She'oz k'siv v'ayaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe avdoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that this is referring to the emuna that Klal Yisrael had at Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, it's interesting that he says, what's his lashon? Shayatchilas emuna. It was the beginning of emuna. Now, what does that mean? L'chaira, we had in Parashat Shmos, Vayamin Ha'am, Klal Yisrael already believed. And we know already that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with emuna, Rashi says. They trusted in Moshe Rabbeinu, they trusted to go out without packing anything, just follow him out. So what's now this emuna that we're talking about over here that Klal Yisrael had by the Yamsuf? So the pshat is like this. It says in Vezayis Habracha, Ulelevi Amar Tumecha V'Urecha Leish Chasidecha. So the Gaon over there says, what's Tumecha V'Urecha? That's Urim V'Tumim. Tumecha V'Urecha. So the Gaon says, Tumim hu neged hayam. That's keneged the yamsuf. Shesham nishlamu. Klal Yisrael became tumim. Tumim is perfect. They became shalem. Like it says, vayiru ha'ames Hashem. They feared Hashem. Vayaminu. Shehu shnei amudim shel kol ha'Torah. Says the guy, what are the two foundations of Torah, the pillars of Torah? Is emuna and yira. Roitze Hashem es yireyav. Es hamiyachalim l'chastoy. Yireyav is the yira. Miyachalim l'chastoy is the emuna. So the two things go together. Vayiru and vayaminu go together. The Gaon calls that the amudei haTorah. So says the Gaon over there in Vezayis HaBracha, Visham kiblu el malchusai. So since vayiru vayaminu, that happens by Kriyas Yamsuf, they were then mekabel el malchus shamayim, right? We say every night, malchuscha, right? V'ratzen kiblu aleihem. Moshe v'nei Solchan Hashira. We are mekabel malchus shamayim. We say every night, right? By saying Zeve Anavam Zekeli Anavamru, right? They said Zekeli Hashem Yimloch Laylam Void. So we're Makabel Omach Shamayim, and then after that, so that's the Tumim when we became Tumim. Then Urecha. After that, we were Roy to be Makabel the Torah and Har Sinai. Torah is the R, the Urim. So that's Tumecha v'Urecha. First, you're a Tumim in Amuna and Yira. And Yira, Mekabel Omach Shamayim, and then you can be Mekabel Es HaTorah. And the different place in Mezayis HaBracha, the Gaon says over there, it says, Vayhi Bishur Melech Bisasev Rosh Hayom. He says, four times Klal Yisrael were Mekabel Omach Shamayim on themselves. Bayom, by the Yamsuf, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, and when they wanted to go up to be Mekabel to the rest of the Torah by Nasa v'Nishma. So I have to go through these details, but you see again, the Gaon is saying that the first Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim was at the Yamsuf. So that's what the Gaon is saying over here. Of course there was Emunah before him, Vayamin Ha'am, and it says over there also they left with Emunah, and their Emunah, and the Zchus Emunah of their forefathers. But what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayiru Ames Hashem Vayaminu, that was the Shleimus of Yiras Hashem and Emunah that led to the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And if not, they wouldn't have been roy to be Mekabel Es HaTorah. And this is, we talked about this really in the second parakah where he talks about Richos over there, about singing Shira and going through the Yamsuf. And over there he says, also, I need you to get to this in order you should be Mekabel Es HaTorah. Should be roy to be Mekabel Es HaTorah. Kriyas Yamsuf and the Amuna and the Yira and the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim was necessary in order to go to the next step of Kabbalah Satira. Without these prerequisites, without the Tumecha, you can't get to Kabbalah Satira. So the Gaon is saying over here, Shezo Yitchilas Amunah, wasn't the first time, but it was a stage, it was a step of Shleimus in Amunah, Vayaminu Vashem Uvamoshe Avdoi, the Klai Yisrael. So that's Meroish, from the beginning, the first Amunah of Amunah. Gam, Toshuri Huloshen Shira. He says, Toshuri also doesn't only mean to look, it also means a lashon of Shira. Again, Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hayam was also part of the Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shleimus. And this we talked about over there in Perek Beis, when after the whole going through the Yam, and it says it was such a scary thing, they were surrounded on all sides, the Gali Hayam, Klai Yisrael saw the dead Mitzrayim being spit out. It was mamish a traumatic experience, Kriyas Yamsuf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, get yourself together and sing a Shira. Hashmini es kailech, harini es maraych, I want to see it one more time, Hashem says, I want to hear it. So we said over there, what do you mean? Now I should sing Shira, b'nevuah, b'ruach HaKadosh, I have to get myself together now? You know, give me some time to calm down, we'll make a suda saidah with a Shira. Hashem says, no, I have to see that you're able to be able to learn Torah under any type of circumstances, no matter who you are, whether you're an usher, whether you're an ani, whether you're a chayla, whether you're a zakeh, whoever you are, no matter what situation you're in, I have to see that you're able to get yourself together to be able to learn Torah. So that was the demonstration of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a shleimus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael had Toshuri Lashon Shira when we sang Shira. So that is Toshuri Meroish Amana. Meroish Senir V'Charmain. This continues, says Hashem, look how I'm looking at you from the Roish of Senir V'Charmain. Heim Har Sinai V'Har Chayrev. This week's Parsha. Har Sinai and Har Chayrev. What's Har Sinai and Har Chayrev? Ki bar Sinai kiblu ha-taira. Kabbalah ha-taira, this week's parsha. Uvahar chayrev haya ha-mishkan. In Har Chayrev, that's where the Mishkan was built. K'may Shekasa b'perek, b'parshas Eila Hadvarim. It says over there, b'chayrev, he spoke to them, b'chayrev lemar. So the guy over there learns, Har Chayrev was the place where the Mishkan stood. So we're talking about Har Sinai, Kabbal Zatayra, and Har Chayrev, the Mishkan. Uvitayra k'siv ki tal eris talecha. Taira, it says about Taira, the tal, the dew, of the iris, of the light of Taira, that's the tal. It's going to be the tal of Tchias HaMesim. And whoever's going to get up Tchias HaMesim, it's because the tal of Taira is going to wake them up. You have to have a shaykhus to Taira to be able to be woken up for Tchias HaMesim. V'ha-mishkan ha-yemechap rav-anisem shal Yisrael. What was the Mishkan? It was kapara, k'may shekosav. Im-yuchato'echem kashonim kashel galbino. So therefore, when we talk about Snir and Chermon, Chermon hu har hatal. Chermon is a mountain that has dew on it. Like it says, Kital Chermon sheyered al haret zion. Snir hu har hashelek. That's a snowy mountain. Look, the Targum is Tura Talga, Talga Shelek. Tuf and Shin are interchangeable from Lashon Kodesh to Aramaic. So it's Shelek. So when we want to talk about Har Sinai and Har Chayrev, we say, Mirosh Sinir. Rosh Sinir is the snowy mountain that refers to Har Chayrev, where the Mishkan made Archatoim white like snow. And Chermon, that's the mountain of dew that refers to Taira. That's Har Sinai, where we makabel the Taira. So you see, Hashem's like going through a little bit, a recap of the history here. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalas HaTaira, the building of the Mishkan, Mimoinais Arayis, and don't forget the home of the lions. Who are the lions? Hey, Esav Yishmal sheyoshim al derech Yisrael. Esav and Yishmal, who they were on the road while we were trying to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were on the road. So Esav, we know because we sent messengers to them. Could we go through their land? Melech Edom, he didn't want to let us through. Yishmal lived in Midbar Paran, in Paran, and. It says when Klal Yisrael left Midbar Sinai, they went to Midbar Paran. And Midbar Paran is where Yishmael is. So Yishmael was also on the road on our way to Eretz Yisrael. So we had to go through them. Now we said Rashi didn't explain what this is. So from the mountains of Anomer is a leper. Heim Sichain Va'oik. That's referring to the last stop before Eretz Yisrael, Sichain and Oik. So the guy says, so Esav and Yishmael are lions, and Sichon and Og are the leopards. Why? Shenamar hu az ve'enoi kol kach gibor. A leopard is very bold, but it's not so strong. But it has this azus to it. Az kanamar, be bold like a namar. Ve'aryei gibor be'etzem. But a lion, its metzias is, it's strong, it's a gibor. So he says like this. Okay, so let's stop for a moment here. Now get to the kach. So the Rebbe says like this. So we're referring to Sichon and Oig are considered a Namer. So the guy says they're not really so strong, they're just very bold. Masha'inkin, Esav and Yishmael, they're like Giberim Ba'atzim. So he says a little shver, because when you learn about Sichon and Oig were actually extremely, extremely strong. It says about Sichon, Ein Kol Bria Yechayel Lishloi Boy. Nobody could start up with him. Oig, it says, Loi Amad Giber Ba'olam Kashay Men. It was no strong person in the world like Oig. So what exactly, and in fact in Tfilas Chana, it says, Keshes Giberim Chatim. When it talks about a Giber over there, it says, the guy says, talking about Sichon and Oig. So what does he mean over here? They were the biggest Giberim in the world. So why does the guy say, no, they're like a Namer. They're just bold, but not so strong. They seem to be, even compared to Esav and Yishmael, they seem to be very strong. So Rebbe wants to taina two things. Number one is that we find that Esav got a bracha from Yitzchak v'achar b'chosichya. That means his umnis is to fight wars. And by Yishmael, it says also, v'huye pera adam, yodi v'akol v'yad kol boy. So Rashi said he's going to be a listim. And he's going to be, the Medrash says, he's going to be a boizes nefashis. He's going to be capturing people. And the Ramban says, Zarish al Yishmael be mechama yisim kol ha'am. So he says, you see, Esav and Yishmael had a certain mila to them, given to them, the kayach of the cherev, of fighting, min hashamayim, to fight wars. So Esav and Yishmael are considered giboirim be'etzem. That's why the Gaon calls them Giborim Be'etzem. Their Atzmius is a Gibor because they have that Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, but what's the Pshat here? Sichin and Oig is not. So he says like this. The Zohar tells us that all nations, and this is just fitting in with the rest of the theme, all nations get their strength from their Malach and Shamayim. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a nation to be beat, so he first gets rid of the Malach and Shamayim. We talked about this. Vayomas Malach Mitzrayim. We said in Parsha Shmois that it means to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Tsar of Mitzrayim, meaning he demoted him. Now, all of a sudden, we could start taking care of Mitzrayim. And that's why in last week's Parsha B'Shalach, it says, they started screaming. Why they started screaming? The Medrash says, who did they see? They saw the Tsar Shel Mitzrayim. And they couldn't understand what was going on. If we're about to beat Mitzrayim, why is the Tsar so powerful? Why is he coming with all his chariots? That's what made them nervous. Because the rule usually is, because Baruch Hu takes care of the Tsar first, then he takes care of the Ummah. So what happened over here by Sichin and Oig? Rashi brings this down. Rashi brings this down in Devarim, B'Shem the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry. He palti sar shalohem. Re'ei hachi loisi teis lefanecho. Hashem says, I already started giving them over in your hands. What do you mean? We didn't start anything yet. Says Hashem, no, because I already got rid of the sar. I was mapil him. So Memela, you don't have to worry about it. Rashi brings down over there, Kafa sar shel emayrim omal, Hashem bent him down, tachas raglov shel Moshe, vidricha al tzavari. Moshe Rabbeinu stepped on the neck of the sar of the emayrim. So that's reyach iloisi. So therefore, Zakhtar Ravda like this, really in all the years, Sichin and Oig, they were also gibayrim karayas. They were also gibayrim like lions. Why? And they were gibayrim ba'etzem. Why were they so strong? Because their sar was so strong. But when Klal Yisrael got close to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy them and give Eretz Yisrael, give their land to Bnei Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mapel their sar, so they lost all of their kaichas. They weren't strong anymore, Sichon and Oig. So what did they go fight with Klal Yisrael for? Are you crazy? You don't have the strength? Because they're like a nomer, because they're an ass. They have that boldness to them. That even though they're not strong, they're still going to go fight the war. They're still going to fight the war. That's why the mashal is to a nomer. Because in their fighting, they really weren't strong anymore. Why'd they do it? Because they were the Azka nomer. Mashenk and Esav and Yishmael, they still had their kaiches. They still had their gibor batsim. So therefore, when we look at this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mispoyer. Again, it's all the shvach. Hashem says, look what I did for you, Klal Yisrael. I turned the biggest Gibayrim into Nemeirim. Because they're not strong anymore. They're just bold and bold. So Bamela, once they came to fight with you like Mishagayim, you destroy them in 2 seconds. It was not normal. Sichin and Oig, Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He saved us from the Arayas. That's the first Chavivus. That's Esav and Yishmael. They remained strong. But Hashem made sure that they didn't bother us. Sichon and Oig, they came to attack us. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us in a way that they weren't strong anymore. They were like a nomer. They were just bold and they came out. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recapping here. Now the last line, we'll end off here. The last line of the Gaon. Kach Eretz Sichon v'Oig. Chetzio v'kedusha v'chetzio v'chol. Hainu chetzio v'Eretz Yisrael v'chetzio v'chutz l'aretz. Hakol halachti ani imcha. So if you skip that line for a second, the last words, Hakol halachti ani imcha, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishing up the pasuk. From when we went down to Mitzrayim, through everything I just described, Kriyas Yamsov, Har Sinai, Har Chayrev, Esav, Yishmael, Sichon, and Oig, Hashem says, Iti, I was with you the whole time. Hakol halachti ani imcha. And that's really the chavivus of this pasuk. That one line there where he says, Eretz Sichon v'Oig is half in Eretz Yisrael, and half in Chutz La'aretz, is half Bekdush and half Bechal, is very problematic. Rebbe says that he found this in only one, in out of the 5 Kisvei Yad of the Gaon's Pirush on Shir HaShirim, and in Dufus Prague, when it was printed in Prague, this line doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. It's only in one of the Kisvei Yad that is here, has this line. So then, even though it sounds like the whole line is one mistake, because it's not anywhere else, if you really go into it, and he has a long arichas here, Rebbe, to go show, is there anybody who holds like that? Is there anyone who holds that Sichon Vayig is half Eretz Yisrael, half not Eretz Yisrael? He can't find anyone who holds like that. So he comes out and he thinks that it's a tois, and he says, even though this is a suffix, even if the guy wrote it, I really put a lot of yegia into it just to see mitam suffix if it's taka there. He says, but if he wrote it, I don't understand what he's talking about because I can't find anyone who says it. So if we just leave that line out for a moment, again, the pasuk here is showing Hashem is saying the chavivus. We're getting into Eretz Yisrael. Kala, Hashem says, you're my Kala. Let me tell you, this is not the first time we were together. We've been together the entire time since you went down to Mitzrayim through the whole years till we finally made it here to Eretz Yisrael. And we will continue next week. Bezus Hashem.